You are listening to The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hello, this is Matthew Childs, and welcome to The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards. Now, it's normally at this time I would say, hey, Cindy Paracool, but instead it's, hey, BSI colleague, Emma Glass.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Emma, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Matthew. How are you?
I am good, Emma. Now, it's hey, BSI colleague Emma Glass, because this episode of The Standard Show is a BSI thing, all about the BSI Education Hub, a space for educators, researchers, students, all about advancing and supporting standards education and research.
It is, but we're going to turn the tables a bit here, aren't we, Matthew?
We are indeed.
Because rather than you doing what you normally do and interview the guests, I am going to swap things around and be interviewing you instead. All about what the Hub is, why it matters, and how people can and should get involved.
Yes, indeed. Now, before we get down to it, here is Cindy with a quick reminder.
Hey, just a quick reminder to follow, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen. Want to get in touch or find us on socials? All the links you need are in the show notes.
Matthew, let's start with the basics. Now, the BSI Education Hub is designed for educators, researchers, students, and anyone who is curious to learn, share, and engage with standards education and research. For someone new to it, can you explain clearly what the Hub is and how it stands apart from other learning platforms?
Okay, first thing to say, Emma, is I love these questions. Now, let me start with some context for you. Think about your morning. The way you start your day, you might grab a cup of tea or coffee, check your phone for messages, maybe order something online, sit down at your desk. Now, every single one of those moments depends on standards. Often invisible, you know, quietly working behind the scenes. So the apps we use, the food we eat, the chairs we sit on, even the microphones you and I are speaking into right now, are shaped by standards, ensuring things are safe, you know, reliable and consistent. Now, because standards are so embedded in daily life, they're also essential for guiding organizations to do the right thing, not just in what they make and sell, but in how they operate every day and comply with laws and regulations, and also how they might innovate or grow as a business. Now, this raises a question. How do we learn about them? And why does it matter? And that's where the BSI Education Hub comes in. It's about connecting, inspiring, and supporting those educators, researchers, students, professional practitioners, and others who are curious, as you say, who are engaged or want to be engaged in standards education and research. Now, it's built on BSI's communities platform. So the Hub complements other BSI online offerings, but it provides a sort of a more dynamic and interactive type of engagement. So alongside curated resources, it also features updates on key standards, public consultations that are available for standards, collaboration requests, events, lots and lots of things, not just from BSI, but from the community itself. And I think that's what sets it apart.
Okay, Matthew, that leads to a bigger question. As you say, standards are often invisible in our daily lives, yet they shape and influence everything from technology to sustainability. So the Hub seems designed to make this world more visible. What prompted its development and why is now the right time to launch it?
Okay, so what prompted its development? Well, in one sense, the Hub builds on what we've done before in terms of our education service at BSI, including our web presence. But it responds directly to the needs of our external stakeholders, especially universities and students who are looking for support from us at the UK National Standards Bodies. We're kind of reinstating that service. But at the same time, it's also a refresh and a sort of a reimagining. We wanted to go further than before, not just providing some curated content that I mentioned, but it's also creating a space for engagement and those member contributions and connections between people. So really it draws on you know, and responds to BSI's unique convening role and our desire and ability to bring people together. And you also asked why now?
Yes, that's right. Why is now the right time to launch it?
Well, I think because standards education has ever been more important. You know, the world is facing some pretty big challenges from, you know, AI and sustainability to sort of responding to these sort of new regulatory frameworks as the political world evolves. But standards, they're part of a story that goes back, well, 2,000 years. But in their modern form for around sort of 150 years or so, and they've been a remarkable success. They're now a vital part of product development, you know, service delivery, governance and management of organizations. And as I said earlier, they're supporting government policy. So when you think of it, all of that, it makes it absolutely essential for students to have access to standards education, to understand why standards matter and how they can play a role, not just in using them, but also in shaping them.
Standards affect all of us, every day, everywhere. By defining good practice, they help people and organizations do things better. Each year, standards bodies publish thousands of standards, and we're always looking for more people like you to join our growing community of standards makers. We welcome applicants from all backgrounds, areas of expertise, and career stages. Our goal is simple: to bring a balance of perspectives to the table. As a standards maker, you can help improve how things are made and done, whether it's building more inclusive workplaces, improving healthcare, advancing AI governance, accelerating climate action, and much more. If you want to make a difference and help shape the world through standards, start your standards making journey today. Details on how to get involved are in the show notes.
Now, of course, Matthew, a platform is only as strong as the people it serves. Education is a broad space with academics, teachers, students, researchers, all in the mix here together. So which groups do you see benefiting most, and how have you shaped the Hub's features and content to suit them?
Well, that's a really good question, Emma. The Hub's core community is the academic world: university lecturers, researchers, and students. And it's about connecting those who are already active in standards education and those who aren't yet active, but they want to be. But it's not just about academia. Professional bodies, training organizations, policymakers, and anyone really who is curious about the impact of standards, they can also find a wealth of resources and opportunities in the Hub. So if you want to book a guest talk or workshop from BSI, you might want to discover teaching resources or sort of tips for how to teach standards education. You might want to get support for your postgraduate research project. You might want to take an online course or just connect with other standard educators and researchers. You might want to attend an event, you know, not just from BSI, but from other organizations too. Or you might want to explore the stories behind the standards through this very podcast. Well, if you want to do one or all of those things, then the Hub is for you. And I think it's also important to stress that the Hub is designed with flexibility and evolution in mind, offering both BSI curated content, but also community generated content too. You know, members can suggest ideas, share resources, collaborate on projects and research, making the Hub a space shaped just as much by BSI as by the community it's serving.
Now, Matthew, you were speaking there about the groups you see benefiting the most from the Hub. So once those users arrive, the big question is, what will they do there? For any platform to succeed, of course, you need people to picture themselves using it. So if I'm a lecturer, a student, or simply, you know, somebody who's curious about standards, what specific resources or experiences will I find once I've logged in?
Now, I said that the BSI Education Hub is, it's more than just a resource bank. It builds on what came before in terms of BSI's education service, but at the same time, it kind of improves and expands on it. Now, everything on the Hub is free once you log in, and sort of content and functionality will continue to grow over time. So I'm going to give you another list now, just some of the features that we've included so far. So there are resources, and these are organized around some core themes and some subcategories, but it's all about teaching resources. There's also support, though. So our BSI guest talks and our workshops, and also our flagship student research program with some more support offerings to come. That's all on the Hub as well. We've also list key events, not just from BSI, but our partner organisations and also our community members. You can find out about standards events from the Hub. We've got discussion forums, and these are sort of for, you know, genuine engagement and a sort of knowledge exchange between members. And we've set up some of those forums, but members can do that as well. There's also sort of latest news updates, you know, about standards and about consultations on standards, and they can get pinged straight to you when new content is added. And even, I'll say it again, the Standards Show podcast episodes will be there too. And we sort of highlight some of the podcast episodes relevant for standards education, providing those sort of deeper insights and stories behind the standards. So really, it's sort of no fuss, easy to access, user-friendly. Think of the Hub here. This is a place for learning, connecting, and contributing.
It sounds like the Hub is more than just a place to find information, Matthew. So it's about changing perceptions, developing skills, and really making connections. What's the ultimate goal? Are we thinking about making standards more accessible? Are we inspiring future generations or preparing education systems for what's ahead?
Think of it like this. The BSI Education Hub represents, you know, BSI's continuing investment and commitment to standards education. You know, it's the latest development in over 60 years of BSI doing this. And it addresses all three things you mentioned there, Emma. First, yes, making standards more accessible. And it does this through providing a variety of resources and support services. Second, yes, inspiring and supporting future generations. No matter your career path, standards are always part of the journey, making it absolutely essential to learn about them. And third, yes, working with the education system to support standards teaching and research. Really, you know, supporting that standards are taught and studied in context and examined through rigorous research. So, in a few years, I hope the Hub will have enabled more people to learn more often about standards. And ideally, standards will be embedded in more courses, whether that's on a sort of a large scale or on, you know, across the programs in total or within, you know, smaller modules or courses. And obviously, we'll see this reflected not just in numbers, but in how the Hub members engage with us as BSI and how they share resources and how they contribute to a growing global community around standards education research. Ultimately, though, it's like I mentioned right at the beginning, the Hub is all about connecting, inspiring and supporting all of those educators, those researchers, those students, all those professional practitioners and anyone else really who's curious, who's engaged or wants to be engaged in standards education and research. That's the goal we're aiming for, and that's what really matters.
Yes, indeed. That has been fascinating, Matthew. Thank you for taking us through the BSI Education Hub in so much detail.
Thank you, Emma. It's been a pleasure. Yes, my thanks to BSI colleague Emma Glass for turning the tables and interviewing me about the BSI Education Hub. Now, it's over to you. To explore the Hub, become part of the community and take advantage of everything we talked about, the resources, the support and the opportunities to connect with others, just follow the link in the show notes, sign up and get involved. And the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show.
You have been listening to an episode of The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.